Good morning. Hagit Nerev Shabbos Kodesh. And we continue to read in this beautiful weather, the beautiful weather. We continue to read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Years ago, Patrick J. O'Hare joined one of my classes. He had little education and how he loved a scrap. Scrap is, I guess, some kind of a fighting, you know, where people get scrapped up or something like scraped up or something like that. He had once been a chauffeur, and he came to me because he had been trying, without much success, to sell trucks. A little questioning brought out the fact that he was continually scraping with and antagonizing the very people he was trying to do business with. If a prospect said anything derogatory about the trucks he was selling, Pat saw red and was right at the customer's throat. Pat won a lot of arguments in those days, as he said to me afterward. I often walked out of an office saying, I told that bird something. Sure, I had told him something, but I hadn't sold him anything. My first problem was not to teach Patrick O'Hare to talk. My immediate task was to train him to refrain from talking and to avoid verbal fights. Mr. O'Hare became one of the star salesmen for the White Motor Company in New York. How did he do it? Here is his story in his own words. If I walk into a buyer's office now and he says, what? A white truck from the White Company? They're no good. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take one if you gave it to me. I'm going to buy the Who's It truck, another company. I say the Who's It is a good truck. If you buy the Who's It, you'll never make a mistake. The Who's It's are made by a fine company and sold by good people. He is speechless then. There's no room for an argument. If he said the Who's It is the best and I say sure it is, he has to stop. He can't keep on all afternoon saying it's the best, it's the best. When I'm agreeing with him, he can't keep on saying it all afternoon. We then get off the subject of Who's It, and I begin to talk about the good points of the white truck. There was a time when a remark like his first one would have made me scarlet and red and orange. I would start arguing against the Who's It. And the more I argued against it, the more my prospect argued in favor of it. And the more he argued, the more he sold himself on my competitor's product. As I look back now, I wonder how I was ever able to sell anything. I lost years of my life in scraping and arguing. I keep my mouth shut now. It pays. As wise old Ben Franklin used to say, if you argue and wrangle and contradict, you may achieve a victory sometimes, but it will be an empty victory because you will never get your opponent's goodwill. So figure it out for yourself. Which would you rather have? An academic theoretical or theatrical victory or a person's goodwill? You can seldom have both. And that will be it for today. And figure it out for yourself. And the wise man once said, nothing at all. Usually the better play. My friend, have an amazing Shabbos. Is still going on. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your family. And make it a great day, a great Shabbos. This is Elon from Snap Ahead. Hagit Shabbos.